Hello, sweet. What have we got here? Hello, Swissy. Look at the Swissies on holiday, eh? And so it passes a lot better. It says Eurobus. Oh, I thought you didn't want to be part of Europe. Hey, what's that, Swissy? You're putting on another jacket so it passes better, eh? I know, Swissy. I know the way you think, eh? Just like always undercover, always hiding. Now they're hiding under the Euro thing. Look at them, look how they're walking. Oh, look at them. Templars on holiday. Right. Right. Petrol station here. A lot of Swiss here. All going to Swaziland.
He just flipped. Yeah,
look, you can see all the people here. They are walking from the north of Europe. The Santiago path. There are hundreds of them, there's a million, I think, each year. So many. Yeah, look at them. All with a backpack. Yeah. Yeah, look, there's some more here. Real many everywhere. Lonely walker. That's quite a dark looking church, eh? Look at that. So look at that, they do it here too. I'm still in Gijón. Here's the concept of four, the four white stones here. There you got three here, you know, which is the concept of three. So it says, why did they do it? You know why? There's another concept of four, here's the two, plus the one, that's also three. So it says the square and compass. You know, why did they do it? You know, for the rest there's nothing, you know. There's another concept of three there. They do this especially, folks. The enemy within. Oh, that's nice. I'd rather see the trees. Many, eh? There are millions of them. It's like, well, this is an old Templar tradition, you know, to get the people down to Jerusalem so they fight for them, so they could found Switzerland and get all the money there, the treasure. Cops are coming. Look, this is the square, 90 degrees, and here, where is it? There's the circle for the compass. So it says compass and square. Square and compass. Next to the pyramid.
All having these hats. Really are thousands of them. This is very popular. I knew a French guy who walked all the way from Strasbourg, the north of France, all the way to the south of Spain in 2 months. Now they call them pilgrims, pellegrino. Oh, they're going the wrong way, eh? Got something. Oh, he looks tired, eh? No, just smoking.
Having a puff.
So here, look, that's Apis. And Apis means the bull. It's the symbol of the pharaonic defense of the mother country. That's why it's there. Well, it's a wine company or something, but a sherry or whatever. But this is what it really means. Yeah. That's why in America, you know, after 9/11, if you want to go into America, you have to fill in a triple form, which is called APIS. It's an abbreviation for advanced personal information system. It's all from Egypt.
So here's a castle, 12th century, as always. There's nothing before, folks. And the castle of Angles, like the Angles and the Saxons. And the Anglo-Saxons. Well, it's Pharaoh, eh? Pharaoh. So it's the west coast of France, but still Pharaoh. Nice little river here in France. Interesting town it is. Wow. Very interesting. So this table here, it has three squares. And three for the concept of three, so this the compass, and a square for the compass for the concept of four. And it's all here, you know, look here, all tables have it. You know, so if you have an enterprise, the Freemasons, they knock on your door quite quickly. And so then you buy amongst each other, right? And there's some more Templars here, Grimbergen. With the Swiss cross, well, I'll show that to you. So the girlie here with the wings and the sword, that's Ma'at, the pharaonic goddess, with the words Ma'at, magistrate. She's looking for order. It's the order in the universe. Ma'at. But they don't do anything against pedophiles and all this garbage. No. Oh, I can't say that, I get pink listed. Look, this concept of three, the three shells. And there on the other side, the four angles of the stars, concept of four. Nice little village though. Concept of three. There it says square and compass, look. Gidimat. I don't know what it is, Gidimat. Some sort of a building, chantier. So you see the G, they put it differently, yeah? The G for the Freemasons. There's a square in it, so there's the square, 90 degrees. And there's the compass, 60 degrees. So there you got your square and compass. Everywhere, folks. And you're just a bloody slave. So for those amongst you who speak German, I wrote down this here. Der Mensch ist nur noch ein Produkt nach den Kriterien unserer Herrscher ausselektiert worden, um von den Pharaonen gemeldet zu werden jeden Monat. Sie haben keine intrinsische menschliche Werte mehr. Sie lügen dauernd, um das Leben einfacher zu machen und vegetieren anscheinend glücklich dahin in einem jämmerlichen Abstraktion von dem, was mal die Menschheit war. Und auch die Kinder ist ein Produkt unserer Pharaonen, weil sie werden arbeiten in der Zukunft. Unsere Kinder gehören denen. Sie können sie wegnehmen, wenn sie wollen. Klar, vor allem wenn du ein Mann bist. Okay, so how do they call it? The howitzer?
The Orgon howitzer.
Okay, well, go ahead, tell us.
It's an organite, a very powerful one. It has a working range of 50 kilometers around. And maybe you can see it when you are at home and you look at the air, you see a little bit of a gray, foggy fog in the air. And that is not real clouds, they are artificial clouds. And the moment you put this thing in working, you can see how the white fog comes together and makes a natural cloud. It has a power supply where you can plug it in on the electricity, and then it's in full working. Right now it's working too, but then it adds a little bit extra.
So it's by Wilhelm Reich, yeah?
Wilhelm Reich was the founder.
And in your country you tried it and immediately you had some helicopters hovering over them.
Yes, the first first time I tried it, I like 20 minutes after, I saw a helicopter coming by. It didn't surprise me, because you see a lot of people talking about this. When they first put their organite in working, they see a helicopter. And for me, that's a sign that it's...
Yeah, the first time I got in touch about with this, it's like 8 years ago, there was a German guy who a fan of my videos, and he turned it on at home. He had like three or four tubes and all helicopters hovering over and all that. So with this, you can clean the air and get rid of the chemtrails.
Though. Yes, get rid of the chemtrails and get the energy flowing as normal, as it used to be on the planet.
Yeah. So out of a desert, you can make green grass again.
Yes, that's the idea. If you do it long enough, I'm convinced that it will work.
But you know,
I want to do some future projects where I can actually show it and show the evidence that it works.
You build it yourself?
No, I didn't build it myself. This one I bought on Orgon Africa.
Oh. The Africans build it?
No.
Yes.
Oh, really?
It's built in Africa. It's shipped from Africa. But you can, there are a lot of videos on YouTube how to make your own. It's not so difficult. Everybody can do it. You just copy what they do on internet, basically.
Yeah. So Wilhelm Reich, yeah? And... there was something with Wilhelm Reich. He died in a funny way. He got murdered in America,
no? Yeah, murdered, yes.
In the US, no?
Yeah, if I remember it clearly, he built a larger organ machine, and he got taken by the American government, and they put him in jail. And he died in jail of a heart attack. And there was probably some story in between, but you can look it up on the internet.
Okay, well, thank you.
No worries. Anytime.
I can feel a vibration. I feel it, yeah?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Yolculuğumuza devam ediyoruz. Dünya gezgini bir abimizi aldık diyeyim ben size. Çok güzel seyahat ediyoruz. İyi ki almışım, bana da yol arkadaşlığı yapıyor. Biz bir Türk misafirperverliğimizi gösteriyoruz yine. Ve göstereceğiz de her zaman da. Şimdilik bize hayırlı yolculuklar diliyorum. Herkese çok selam. Hala, hopsa.
Teşekkürler.
Ciao.
Teşekkürler arkadaş.
Şey değil.
So this guy is a Turkish guy, took me hitchhiking, very nice guy, and he just told me nobody believes in Erdogan anymore. Before, everybody believed in him, but now not anymore. Okay, güle güle.
Ciao, ciao.
So this German guy takes me hitchhiking, he just went to the loo. Hey, look, I got Che Guevara. Sort of a hippie, you know, all flowers here. On the number plate, the back of his van also, he got all flowers.
And that's me.
So I'm going to a fan of my videos in Marseille. So I'm here in the VW. It's like a hippie car, real nice, nice guy. Hi, hello.
Hi.
I'm living like a thief in the night. I am not a thief, but I'm living like a thief in the night because of the terror. I have to hide, sleep outside. Like a thief in the night I came, eh? Nice grass. Going to sleep. Wow, the moon, eh? Going to sleep here.